This weekend, Lamb Theater begins an 11-day fundraising extravaganza. Diana Woolley of Lamb Theater and Dave Madsen say there will be many different virtual performances over those 11 days, including something called The Vault. Diana says everything gets going this Sunday.
On that Sunday at 1 o'clock, we'll start off with our first performance. There'll be a little performance by a former student or someone that has, I think they're all, almost all of them have been former students or early actors in years ago. And so we have a performance every day. We have an interview every day. We have an auction item that's featured every day. Plus the auction will be open at that time. And that's what we're going to be doing. Just trying to coordinate all of these things from all over the country is really quite the challenge. And then on Friday, David, what are we doing on Friday?
Friday night's a murder mystery. We're calling it an interactive murder mystery because the people that now, and that will be a special ticketed event. Everything else is free. So this murder mystery, a murder happened that night at the Soucy Auditorium, and all of the people that are there have to try to figure out what happened and who did the murder, et cetera, et cetera.
And people that participate in that will, if they decide to do, depending on the level, there's a home delivery of certain items that'll go to their, that will be delivered prior. The actors right now do not know what the other actors' scenarios are. And I think it's fun because I laugh a lot because I think the characters are really fun.
But Diana, you say this murder mystery is really based in Sioux City history, right?
That I actually am relating things that actually happened around that time. It's a very localized plot, but it's a fun show.
Because of the pandemic, you have not been able to have the in-person fundraisers that you've had for many, many years. So this is kind of another way for you to raise a little money, especially, for the new theater.
For several years, Lamb has had a big fundraiser of some kind where people would come to an event and see performances, et cetera, et cetera. But of course, we can't do that because of the whole COVID thing. So this was kind of a way to figure out how to reinvent that idea of the importance of being able to raise funds for the 625 Douglas Project, this big renovation of the old KCAU TV building downtown, how to still raise funds for that without being able to have people in person do that. And so that's what this idea is.
Well, how are things going at the new Lamb these days?
We're a little over a third of the way there as far as raising funds. We're starting getting a much more interest in some naming gifts that we're securing, which is a larger money, and we are still working on our third Gilchrist matching grant. So everything that is donated, any money that comes in during this time, will be doubled. So that's really exciting. So that will really push us even closer. So that's great, and we're getting to the point where we can start applying for other foundations and corporations and state and federal project grants. But we have to be at a certain number because they want to make sure that it's something that could actually happen. And we know it's going to happen. In fact, on Saturday, we actually the whole thing's called The Vault. We actually call the Saturday evening performance, which is quite the undertaking, we're calling it The Vault. And we're going to be going through, we've been doing this for 41 years. So there's a lot of shows and it'll be a very highly entertaining show that'll be for free on Saturday night. It was actually the original idea was just going to be a show, but then everything got bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's going to be so interactive and so much fun every day that I think there's going to be something that people are going, wow, that was really, really cool.
This Saturday night thing that Diana was talking about, this talk about a production. Because again, using this idea of the vault of saying, what are some things that Lamb has done in the past? And can we tell people about some of those things kind of looking toward the future? In fact, the title of this whole event is The Vault, Breaking Into the Past to Bring You the Future. That on that Saturday night, for example, Lamb twice in their time of their 41 years have done the musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. one of those times was 40 years ago. It was the second show they ever did. And then they did it a few years later. Well, my wife and I were in that original version. And so was Diana's husband, Russ, was in that original version. And so we're singing a little bit of the music from that show back then. I mean, we're singing it today, but we were in the original cast. And then some of the cast from the newer version are also singing songs, and they're going to put it all together. They being Diana and Donnie Short, who does so much stuff at Lamb, they're putting it all together into one big performance of lots of songs from over the years at Lamb.
Well, what I'm really intrigued by is how, you know, in this last year, things have changed so much, but everyone, and I think especially in the arts community, and maybe because you are in the arts and into performance and communication, you've really switched over to this virtual mode from the outside anyway, with virtual ease, and it's allowed you to connect with so many more people. I have to think that's going to continue to be part of what you do from now on, even when things are back to quote unquote normal, because it gives you so much scope.
Well, I think you're right. There's something that we're going to have to look at it coming. I mean, right now it is a necessity, but David has been doing the recording of the shows and for streaming, and we have had nothing but raves about it, because a lot of times streaming is not that of shows. It's not that wonderful. And people are feeling like even Karen Sawinski, who is our costumer, she's been costuming for probably the entire 40 years. She saw the last show that David had recorded and went, my gosh, I felt like I was right there. Now that is a huge compliment. I mean, so David, that was excellent, excellent, excellent work. But don't want to tie him up forever. No, but when you read things from around the country, it looks like that's going to be a little piece. We're hoping it's not going to be a huge piece, because the arts need to be experienced live.
Sure.
We need that.
And you know, when Lamb has been able to make these this streaming stuff, they've had to make special arrangements with the publishers of the plays, because not everybody would necessarily just right off the bat say, sure, go ahead and do that. Because you're probably going to have to pay some special kinds of rights to be able to do streaming things. And you have to have a special platform to be able to do the streaming through. It's not just a Zoom thing, for example. So it's a lot of extra work, but it certainly has, during this time, it's allowed Lamb to not completely shut down, which is, I mean, as far as Russ and Diana are concerned, this has to be amazingly wonderful to be able to do both in-person productions, because they've been doing that with social distancing in the theater and people wearing masks and things, but also being able to offer this streaming option. It's a wonderful opportunity for right now. But like Diana said, theater is really designed to be seen in person and be just in, especially at the Lamb Theater, not that far away from where the actors actually are. You know, this is not a huge, you know, huge Broadway theater that seats, you know, 2,000 people and you're sitting in the rafters. You're sitting within just a few feet of the actors. And that's what makes this particular kind of play production really magical, I think.
And that's what we're going to preserve in the new space, as the two actual theater spaces. And of course the cabaret will be close, but the two will be intimate. There'll be two different theater experiences in those two different spaces, but it will be intimate, because I think that's really important. I tell my young actors, I said, you know, you guys are so close that the audience is breathing with you. So if you're creating magic, you guys are breathing at the same time. It's that same magic that you're feeling, which is hard to feel when you're in a 2,000 seat house. And so I said, this is those of you that go on, you'll be performing in some huge spaces and some little spaces, but this space is really, really exciting because of that close connection, that intimacy that you have with the audience. So that you can't get that with a screen, as you know.
No.
However, we're going to try on during the Vault Week to get us, try to reach through the screen to grab people.
That was Diana Woolley of Lamb Theater and Dave Madsen talking about the upcoming 11-day virtual fundraiser for the theater. There are online events, including an auction happening from April 11th to the 18th. Things culminate with an online murder mystery experience Friday, April 16th, and a special performance Saturday, April 17th. For more information and to get tickets for the event on Friday night, April 16th, go to lambtheater.com. Support for The Exchange comes from Gregory Giles, Investment Advisor Representative with Legacy Financial LLC in Sioux City, serving the financial planning and investment needs of clients since 2004. Information about Legacy Financial and Greg Giles is available at legacyfinancialllc.com. Financial planning and advisory services offered through RDA Financial Network.